Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life, the show where we have on-time solutions to end your financial nightmare and make you financially proactive where money matters. Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor. It is Mosaic Monday. I want to welcome you all to another fabulous, fabulous day. We're going to be doing a lot of thinking about all of the stuff that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks because we are headed towards the end of April, and we are going to be talking about being financially proactive. So that is what our focus has been for the month of April. And because it is springtime, we're going to be giving you some great hot tips on things that you can do to help you become financially proactive and solving and learning how to end your financial nightmare and taking your finances to the next level. Because it is never too late to start getting on the right track, saving money, and making more money. Because if you're like any of us, or most of us, I should say, you have more month than there is money. So we're going to be talking about some things that we reviewed over the course of April. And one of the things that we had focused on beyond being financially proactive is how to stretch those dollars and finding ways that you can save on the things that you need and the things that you want. So one of the things that we must start looking at is putting together a budget. If that was one of the things that was on your things to do, or should I say your New Year's resolution, I know this is April and we're already in the fourth month, and most of us did not even make it past February with our New Year's resolution. It is never too late. Even if you fell off of the wagon, if you will, you get back up, dust yourself off, and start putting together that budget that we talked about early in the year. So if you haven't done it, it's time to do it. You need to sit down and actually look at exactly where your money is going. So if you don't know where your money is going, but it seems like you have more month than you have money and you have more bills than you can pay and you have your paycheck seems to be thinning out, then this is what you need to do. If you have a bank account, the first thing you need to do is take out the last 3 months' bank account and actually get a highlighter. And with that, you're going to mark off everything that is on your bank statement that is not a bill, which means anything that you bought with your ATM or your debit card, anytime you went to the ATM and withdrew money, any time that you used your debit card to make a purchase and it went out of your account and it was not had anything to do with the bills that you have to pay, like with utilities or your rent or your mortgage or anything like that, insurance or whatever, those are considered the things that you have to have. Those are your bills. So anything that is not a bill, and all of those little small purchases, whether you went to McDonald's, whether you went to Starbucks or any place like that, you bought those cute pairs of shoes or the CDs or anything else that you bought that had nothing to do with your bills, I want you to highlight those things. And at the end, once you do 3 months' worth, even if you just do last month, okay, just take the month of March, get that bank statement out and mark off all of the things on there that was not a bill. And then I want you to get your calculator. I want you to add up all of those things. Now, once you do that, you're going to realize how much money you really had. So now we're going to find out exactly where that money went. So therefore, you find that you ended up with money that you could have actually done something better with than just frivolously spending. Then you can start looking at what you can do for the next month. So in the month of May, if you found out that in the month of March and in the month of February you didn't quite stick to that budget and you kind of spent money that really wasn't there for you to spend, then on the coming months of the year, the rest of the year, what I want you to do for the month of May is I want you to make sure that the money that you actually spent in the month of March, if you don't do that in the month of May, you can actually take that amount of money that was on that bank statement that you spent on frivolous things, and we're going to put together our emergency fund. So that little bit becomes much when it adds up. So you're going to take that money, your latte money, your cigarette money, your McDonald's money, or anything else that you spend that you didn't necessarily need to do, and you're going to put that money aside, and you're going to open up a savings account. So once you do that and you put the savings account together, you add just a little bit every month to it. And I'm not saying that you can't have the occasional McDonald's or the occasional latte. You do deserve little rewards. But you don't need to spend unnecessary money. You don't know where your money has gone. So by taking that extra and putting it and investing it in yourself, because when you put money in your savings account, you are actually investing in you. You spend more time and more money spent on other things that have absolutely nothing to do and nothing to show for it. Now it's time to actually put your money where you need to. Invest it in yourself. Put a savings account together. Put that emergency fund so that if the car breaks down, oh, you have the money. There's no stretch in it. You don't have to worry about it because it's there. If you really wanted to take that vacation, if you actually plan properly, put the money aside, you will have it and you won't have to worry about it. It will be right there and you can go ahead and take that vacation. But it's all about planning. Planning is everything. Either you plan to do the right things or you plan to fail. But you must be proactive instead of letting life happen. You make life happen the way you want to, because not making a decision is still a decision. It's just one that you are not proactively involved in. And you need to be proactively involved in every aspect of your life, especially your financial life. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that and what you can do in the rest of the coming months of the year so that you can make sure that by the time next December comes, you can say, hey, you know what? I actually save X amount of dollars. If you don't do anything but save a dollar a day for the rest of the year, do you know how much money you could actually be saving? And this money is supposed, it's your money. You're working with things that are going to be working for you. So if you pay your bills, pay yourself. Treat yourself like you are your own bill. If you do that, you'll be so pleasantly surprised at how you could actually stretch those dollars. So now, we talked about budgeting, but I'm going to tell you some other things that you can do to actually grow your money. Because it is spring, we want to spring up new ideas and new thoughts and put some positive energy in how to make your money grow. So I found this great, great article, and I'm going to share it with you, and it's going to help you make some great decisions on how you can change your life for the positive. Making 2012 a year to get your money right, and it is never, ever too late, and we talked about that. For those of you all who have been procrastinating or worried or even both, here is the key to getting started. You may think that it is an oddity to do so, but we're going to help you fulfill your hopes and dreams of making sure that you are financially solvent and financially proactive. So here are some things that you can actually do. Because we don't have enough money, or we hope and we wish that we had enough money, here are some steps so that you can stop the worry, stop the regret, and definitely stop the loss. Here's how you can move forward, but a word of caution now. If you feel overwhelmed by these steps, don't allow yourself to be paralyzed. Rather than trying to deal with everything all at once, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you climb a mountain? One step at a time. So we're going to take it step by step, so that you can make sure that you are staying on task. Don't give up. Don't lose your sense of humor or your self-control, because we're talking about your financial life. And you want to be financially solvent and financially proactive. The best way to get started is to actually reprogram your mind and your thinking. Instead of thinking about, oh my, how am I going to do this? I already don't have enough. Stop having limited thoughts. Limitations are no longer in your vocabulary. You are only going to be thinking about how you can prioritize and how you can proactively get ahead. So just by saving a little, you will gain a lot. By putting that emergency fund together, in the long run, you will gain a lot. By starting your retirement fund, no matter where you are in the process, even if you think that you're close to retirement or if you are already retired but you really need to still have some money because you really are not going to be able to live out on that, you need to start really looking positively at your outlook. Now, often people who struggle with money feel like there's nothing else or nowhere they can go and nothing else they can do because there's just not enough money. And if you've been out of a job, I'm pretty sure you're definitely feeling overwhelmed, and you're definitely feeling like this. But guess what? There's always money around you. Believe it or not, you are a money magnet. The best thing that you can do to actually draw more money to you is to be thinking about how you can grow what you already have. Now, think about all of the assets that you have. We all have something in our closet that we're not using. So if you have not used it in a year, 6 months, 3 years, 5 years, especially us ladies, you know and I know that there are some article of clothes, pairs of shoes, even in my closet that I've never worn and it still has a tag on it. Guess what? The internet is your best friend. It's also a way that you can make money. Put those things that you are gently used or haven't used in a long time or have never used and you don't plan on it, put it on eBay. Make your money stretch by making new money. The best way to draw money to you is to actually add money to you. You know that your paycheck is a fixed thing, but there's always money around you. So only thing you need to do is be proactive and actually do something about it. Go in the closet. Get on eBay. Put that stuff on there. If you have things that your children are no longer using, those old toys that are games and things like that, Trade them in. Trade up. Barter your services, believe it or not. For those of you all who are out of work, this is especially important for you. The best thing that you can do for yourself is to invest in yourself. Now, because you've traded your time for dollars, now that you're not working is the perfect time to take all of the training and skill set, and believe it or not, people will hire you to do exactly the same thing that you were doing on your job. Now, they may not be able to give you the benefit package and stuff like that, and you may only be able to work on a consignment basis, being case by case. But guess what? That is actually more money in your pocket. So how do you make more money? By creating more money. And that is our great tip for today. Invest in you. Any new money that you make, you need to invest it in yourself. Put it in a savings account. Get a CD. And then when you do that, a CD, not the kind that you put in the car to listen to music, but I'm talking about a certificate of deposit. This is money that will grow for you in the short or even the long run. Find out. Go to your bank. Find out what best CDs they have and how you can grow your money. This is money that you're putting aside and you want it to grow for you. This is not a long-term investment, but it is something that you are putting in, and actually once you do that and it matures, it will make you more money. That's the whole purpose of it, is to actually grow your money. And the best part about this is, especially when you're putting money aside for your emergency fund, is that when those inevitable things happen, you are prepared. Now, because it is spring, we need to spring up new ideas. So here's the thing. Do not cheat yourself. When it comes to putting money aside for yourself, don't cheat yourself. You need to get it ingrained, put it in practice. And it takes about 40 days for something to become a habit. So just like you are in habit of paying your bills, your utility bills, your phone bill, light bill, your rent, pay yourself the same way you pay your utility bills, same way you pay your mortgage, same way you pay your rent, same way you pay your cell phone bill. Pay yourself the same way. As a matter of fact, pay yourself first, because when you do that, you know, and you're disciplining yourself to pay you. And therefore, when you do that, you'll make sure that more money grows. Just like in spring, more money will grow and be magnetic, and it will draw itself to you. And understand that a penny saved is also a penny earned. But guess what? A penny earned is also a penny earned. So even if you don't have a job, you don't have to have a job to make money grow to you. You are your greatest asset. Utilize those assets. It is very important that you do that. And you can make great things happen for yourself. All you have to do is trust and believe. So those are my quick, wonderful tips for you on this wonderful, magnetic opportunity for you to grow your money in 2012. It is never too late. Always trust and believe in yourself. Like I believe in you. And this has been another great episode of Mosaic Monday. Cannot wait to hear from you on Tuesday when we'll have some more great tips, more hot ideas. If you are enjoying this show, make sure you tell a friend, because they need to know how they can be proactive and financially solvent, ending their financial nightmares, because this is what we're talking about. We want to turn those nightmares into pleasant, sweet dreams. So until next time, when you'll have another fabulous show, if you like more information or you like hot tips like we're giving now, you can email us at show@secureyourlife.net. That is S-H-O-W-S at secure. S-E-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, in life is always spelled with a Y here. So that's LYFE.net. So that is shows@secureyourlife.net. And we are looking so forward to our future being financially proactive, happy, and wonderful. And I am telling you, you are going to have a fabulous time growing your money in 2012. Until tomorrow, have a great day, and I will talk to you later.